Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Biographies, the honest ones, give us the opportunity to see both life choices and, as time goes by, their consequences. A graphic example is in Genesis 13. The wealth acquired by Abraham and his nephew Lot in Egypt has not made life easier. We read, quote, "There was strife between the herdmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock." Genesis 13:7. Too much stuff. Abram had learned that the mess in Egypt had been of their own making, and he wanted it fixed. First, he knew his relationship with the Lord took priority. He also knew that when you've lost your way, the path forward involves going back to where you got off track. So we read, quote, "He went on his journey from the Negev as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord," verses 3 and 4. An excellent first step. But now what to do about the situation with Lot? Abraham the elder, by rights, should have had first choice. He was also the one God had called there, promising him the land for a possession. But the patriarch had learned through the Egyptian detour that God knows best. So he let Lot pick first. Poor Lot. He had a taste now for sophisticated worldly Egypt. We read, "Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt." Verse 10. Don't be fooled. Eden and Egypt are nothing alike. Lot saw this as a good career move, but as the story unfolds, we'll see it cost him just about everything. Remember 1 John 2, verse 17, "The world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.